from LPM,
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
From Louisville Public Media. Support for Curious Louisville comes from Lakshmi Farms, which believes in building community and expanding minds through progressive ideas, education, and growing soil right here in Anchorage, Kentucky.
Louisville is a city of neighborhoods. For a lot of people, where they live is a big part of their identity. And Curious Louisville listener Evan Patrick wondered about how one neighborhood developed an identity of its own.
What was Old Louisville called before it became Old Louisville?
WFPL's Ashley Stevens looked into the answer.
I'm standing on the sidewalk in front of the Filson Historical Society, 1310 South 3rd Street, right in the heart of the Old Louisville neighborhood. But if I was standing in this exact spot about 60 years ago and I asked where I was, no one would have said Old Louisville. They would have probably just said Louisville.
The southern extension, just the southern part of the city.
That's Jim Holmberg.
From the Filson Historical Society, I'm the curator of collections.
And he's helping me get to the bottom of our latest Curious Louisville question from listener Evan Patrick about what Old Louisville was called before it was old.
It didn't get dubbed Old Louisville until 1961, when preservation renovation efforts started. As business grew and kind of kept moving south, residential areas kept moving south.
When we think of Old Louisville now, Holmberg says we have some semi-official boundaries.
Kentucky Street south to U of L, and then basically Floyd Street, Interstate 65 on the east, over to 6th, 7th Street on the west.
But for about a century, the area we now know as Old Louisville was basically a nameless suburb.
Oh, it was very much the suburbs.
At the time, developers kept slowly building out from the Ohio River and then from the Central Business District. Notably, in 1869, architect Gideon Shyrock called the area a growing and beautiful suburban locality, one with massive amounts of impressive Victorian architecture.
As the 20th century proceeded on, and new areas of the Highlands and further in the East End, Old Louisville declined. People moved out. During World War II, a lot of the old houses were cut up for apartments because of the war.
So the once affluent suburbs slowly became a still nameless neighborhood with some seedy spots, but lots of potential. Then the 1960s hit, and people realized in order to save the area, they would need to name the area.
With the rise of preservation, appreciating the architectural history of an area, not only here in Louisville, but across the country, that really kind of sparked that effort. So in 1961, a group got together to really work on Old Louisville.
Holmberg says it was really just a group of individuals that started preservation efforts, and they started using the term Old Louisville in their literature. Then the city got involved, and the area is now a historic preservation district.
And of course, now a lot of that effort is still going on.
This Curious Louisville question came from Evan Patrick. It was reported and produced by me, Ashley Stevens.